Head coach Tom Ceratori now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Tom, you guys certainly left it all out on the ice tonight, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. No, we competed hard. And, you know, you just got to convert on those four-on-threes. You know what? Last night we had an extended four-on-three and we didn't get it done. And, you know, tonight we had an extended four-on-three and we didn't get it done.
Well, open space seemed to be at a premium, Tom. They did a real good job of being quick on the puck and limiting your ability to skate with it. And so it was more difficult for you guys, I think, to set up plays and get some shots than it was last night.
Oh, by a mile, Biss. There was no easy ice tonight. It was, again, they're a heavy team. We've talked about how heavy they are, and they showed that tonight. It's just, you know, they kind of wore us down. We needed that game last night, guys. You know, looking back at all, obviously we needed that game last night.
Mitch McLean hardly lost a faceoff down the stretch. When you guys needed to win one, he stole it away from you.
He's good on taps. He's good on taps, Schultz, you know, no question.
We had an email in the booth from Charlie O'Connor's dad wondering what we thought the legacy of this year's senior class was. We said, well, it's got to be winning the McNaughton Cup. As a collective group, they're going to be hard to replace, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think we got, again, we can go over obviously the same stuff, but we just talked about it. We're a lot better hockey team now than when they came in, and that's a testament to those guys.
Tom, it's been a fun run, unfortunately. Only one team wins their last one.
Yeah, no, Schultzy, I hear you, pal. And, you know, I never envisioned this. We thought we were going to win this whole thing. We did. I mean, you got to think that, and we were confident. And, again, last night was a tough loss. And, that would have been a big win, obviously. And you got game one so huge. Game one is so huge, and it just magnifies this when you lose game one. So, you know, looking back at it, I mean, we had a pretty good first period tonight. I thought after that, the second period, I thought they really took control of the second period, and we just kind of hung on, but in a good way, you know, in a good way. We still 1-1, and then, again, it is what it is right now, but.
Well, further proof that there's a lot of good teams in this league and a lot of good players.
There's just good players and good teams everywhere, and we talk about it. It doesn't matter if you're playing number 50, number 55, 60. I mean, college hockey's. I mean, there's so many good players, and there's a small margin of error. And, I mean, you got to fight and earn everything. You got to fight and earn everything you get.
Well, no reason to hang your head. And for the players, Tom, it was a great season and a great effort. Sometimes, no matter how hard you try, it just doesn't come out your way.
No, exactly, guys. And, again, you're right. Only can be one winner, and it's not the Beavers this year. And it's too bad because it was kind of a magical year. But, again, it just, you know, just didn't work out that way, boys.
This building was awful loud.
We got great fans. It was just, the energy was awesome in the last two weekends, and it was just great being home, and I just wish we could have brought them. I wish we could have brought them a game three and potentially a game next Saturday, because that would have been, you know what, this roof would have came off on next Saturday, but it's going to be in Mankato or Houghton, so, you know, maybe next year, boys.
Thanks for everything, Tom.
All right, guys. Take care.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Beavers lose elimination game 2-1 to Bowling Green tonight.